The two top priority bills this legislative session will have huge impacts on the financial futures of state and local governments and many Indiana residents. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on how the new state budget and the property tax reform debate helped define the General Assembly's 2025 session.
Homeowners' property tax bills had spiked sharply over the last 3 years, driving calls for relief in the 2024 election campaign. And for new Governor Mike Braun, it was priority one.
Hoosier sent me here with a clear directive that this cannot be ignored.
Braun's plan would have reset homeowners' property tax bills to 2021 levels and capped future increases. But property taxes only fund local governments, schools, and libraries, and Braun's plan would have cost locals up to $1.6 billion a year. Owen County Councilman Anton Neff was one of many local officials who told lawmakers such cuts would be devastating.
It's one thing to want to say to taxpayers that you cut their taxes. It's another when you have to be honest with them about cutting their services as well.
Lawmakers' initial versions of the property tax legislation focused on targeted relief for older Hoosiers and veterans, but a vocal contingent of citizens, led by conservative radio talk show hosts and Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, pushed Braun's plan, including at a sizable rally at the State House.
Is it really your property if you have to pay the government rent to stay there? No! This is a fundamental question to our liberties.
Lawmakers would never go as far as Braun's plan, but the final version ensures two-thirds of homeowners will have lower property tax bills in 2026 than in 2025 and gives local governments more tools to increase local income taxes as a way to make up revenue losses. House Speaker Todd Houston says it strikes the right balance.
For our role in this, which is to create a better property tax system, more transparent to Hoosiers, provide more relief to Hoosiers, I think we hit a home run.
But Democrats, like House Minority Leader Phil Giaquinta, say it's a scam that puts pressure on local governments.
This bill isn't a tax relief bill, it's a tax hike bill.
If the challenge in the property tax debate was finding the right balance, the challenge in the new state budget was trying to do more with less. For the first time in over a decade, an initial state tax revenue forecast in December didn't give lawmakers much new money to spend. And halfway through session, Houston called it the toughest budget he'd seen in his 12-plus years in the State House.
You know, we're going to be cautious because there's a lot of uncertainties right now. We'll get a new revenue forecast in April that maybe we'll have a little better idea what those uncertainties are, particularly at the federal and the national and international level.
The governor's proposed budget, as well as the House and Senate versions, had a lot of similarities. 5% cuts for most state agencies, slight spending boosts for K-12 education, and huge reductions in funding for local public and mental health programs. Then came that April revenue forecast.
Today's forecast does represent a net decrease of nearly $2.4 billion, with a B, billion dollars, in projected tax revenue.
That projected decrease from the previous forecast is the largest since at least the Great Recession, and it had legislative leaders all singing the same tune.
All things are on the table for discussion.
Everything's on the table.
Well, yeah, everything's on the table.
I think everything's on the table.
The final plan to make up the $2 billion shortfall included raising the cigarette tax, cutting public health and higher education funding, and spending down budget reserves. Senate Republican leader Roderick Bray said crafting this year's budget was one of the most challenging things lawmakers have ever done.
But, you know, Indiana fiscally is in a fantastic place and able to rebound from a challenge like this, and we are grateful for that.
But between allowing the wealthiest Hoosiers to access private school vouchers and slashing public health spending by more than 70% from the current year, Democratic Senator Andrea Hunley says the budget falls short.
We know that everyone's got to make sacrifices this session, but again, is it going to be on the back of the Hoosiers that need the support the most?
Ultimately, some will feel the effects of this session in the coming weeks and months, while for other Hoosiers, the impacts may not be truly understood for years to come. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.